I would like to pray and lift up the people of France at this moment. And it was very disturbing. And what a week. And all this busy and hustle and bustle, but still you hear all these people. There are some people there who are so evil to just to have these innocent people killed, over 100 of them. Let us pray first. Oh God, we give thanks to you that we are so safe in this holy place. But there are others who are mourning for their loved ones. And we do understand there must be some kind of reason, but still we do not understand at the same time, oh God. I learned as a pastor theodicy, but still cannot understand this, oh God. We trust that there will be no more terrors in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, what a week for me. It was a rather busy one for me, especially on Saturday. I was telling my friend I had to change 3 outfits. First, it was work day. I was in jeans. And the next, I had the memorial service at 3 o'clock. So I was wearing colors. And in the evening, I had some gatherings of my friends. So it was busy. And some people act as if, you know, there are more than 24 hours a day. But we do all have 24 hours a day, right? It is a matter of how you look at the day and the circumstances too. Anyway, today's lectionary is lectionary readings, all of them entails eschatological aspect of it, which means end time. So 1 Peter 1:10 to 12 says, "The day of the Lord will come like a thief. Therefore, you ought to live holy and godly lives. And it is our duty to give thanks and praise to the Lord as Christians for what Jesus Christ has done for us once for all." So especially the month of November, I was thinking we have Thanksgiving Day, which is a traditional day of abundance, our harvest. And Book of Hebrews is again emphasizing, as you heard, that Lord's sacrificing for us once for all, which is never enough not to think of and thankful for. So the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is what? The power of God. Amen. It is power of God. This is the day that Lord has made, and let us rejoice, be glad in it. Amen? Amen. One another given day. What a blessing. How can we make this day, God-given day, the everyday, the best of it? There was an example of farmers in the Bible who have to patiently wait and work hard to obtain the harvest under any circumstances, rain or snow, and people had to do what need to be done in order for us to have a best crop, good crops. At this time of the year, right before the important Christmas, the Christian seasons, I had to recheck my purpose in ministry and life. Reverend Rick Warren said in his book called Purpose-Driven Church that there are 5 kinds of churches. I strongly agree with him. 1, soul-winning church. And the second is experiencing God church. We all have to experience God. And the thirdly, family reunion church. And then fourthly, classroom church, Bible studies. And fifth, social conscience church. In my opinion, without a system or a structure to balance these 5 purposes, church, the group of people, could go in every direction. Do you agree? Balancing out. How can you meet these purposes equally balanced? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Let us encourage one another. Let us build up one another. Aren't we so blessed to be here together in most high places? I mean, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Aren't we so blessed to just worship when we think of others that are struggling? So with the new covenant, new living way opened for us through the curtains, that Jesus Christ came in, that is his body. So let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. We do have hope. For he who promised is hopeful. Amen. So in conjunction with the new heaven and new earth, remember reading the last book of New Testament, Revelation? It talks about new heaven and new earth. The house of righteousness in preparation of Jesus' second coming. And according to 1 Peter chapter 3, it says, we must grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him and he has been born of God. So there is a difference between servant of God and the children of God. According to Wesley, there is a difference between acceptance and justification. All who are justified are accepted, but not all who are accepted are justified. Do you understand what I mean? Anyone who can be a servant who accepted God, but who still even one who feared God. Have you heard of anyone saying, when I read the Old Testament, I feel so fearful of God? So the one who even have fear of God and work righteous is accepted of him. So it may mean that they are in process, so to speak. In process to what? Salvation, maybe. And sanctification is happening afterwards. And they should be encouraged. Everyone should be encouraged. They are accepted for the light and grace that they have and should be urged to go forward to open the redemptive grace. So a child of God has to be born of God and evidence. And one of the marks of the new birth is being set free from the power and the dominion of sin. So Wesley further cautions us, press on till you receive the spirit of adoption. When you become a child of God, you are what? Co-heir with Jesus Christ. That's amazing, isn't it? And rest not till that spirit clearly witnesses with your spirit that you are a child of God. That's what Wesley said. We are all sons and daughters of the light and sons and daughters of the day. We do not belong to darkness. Philippians 2:13 says, God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. God's grace, it is a work of God alone. We can't do anything about it. May God himself and Prince of Peace sanctify you through and through. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept to blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us honor God with our body. It's holiness. Also, it can be a body of the church, is the body of Christ, right? It's holiness. And it unites with the Lord. Then the spirit becomes one. The spirit gives life. One body of Christ binds in one spirit of love, Jesus Christ. Now each of you is part of it. And just like our physical body, when something happens, When one part is ill, it may not function properly. Let's ask Jean, who just had the surgery. It is just not easy to function easily. So it's like a body of Christ. We are all in this together. Amen? One body. So little nuts and bolts, little help will go forward to the kingdom of God. Amen? So for what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Let us have all clear conscience. Try not to be stumbling block when you exercise your own freedom to others in every action and every word you say. The author of Thessalonians, Paul, in chapter 5, gives us full advice. The most importantly, the positive one. Remember these three? If you are just an infant Christian, you should remember this. Be joyful all the time, pray unceasingly, and give thanks under any circumstances. All this admonition, that's a positive one. And remember, how about this? Be alert and self-controlled. Do not put out the Spirit's fire, and do not treat prophecies with contempt. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. How are you doing with all this? Thank you. Thank you for your response. I always appreciate Bob. Because when I preach, I don't know if you're listening or not. Sometimes you can think of something else, the chores at home, but amazing. Thank you. So putting on faith and love as your breastplate and hope of salvation. Helmet, remember the armor of God? On top of those armor of God, which said in Ephesians, there's again in Thessalonians, Paul is saying repeatedly, you know what? Paul was himself a convert. He was a convert. So he knew before and after. So he has been writing in all these epistles. So there's another one. Respect others and live in peace with each other and be patient with everyone. How are you doing with all these things? Admonitions. Lastly, when it comes to encouragement, we've got to be patient with the one especially who are weak, timid, idle. I'm a very fast person. Sometimes I get impatient when people don't do it fast to things. So I'm the culprit too. But God is so unique. Isn't it wonderful to create all these different ones? That's just the beauty of it. God is a creator, and he created us all equally. So let us encourage one another. Encourage one another and build up one another to make a church the perfect one, the God one. I was talking to someone this morning. I'm going away from my manuscript. I don't like people who just disappear. Why can't they say bye? I understand. So I said, you know, when Denise leaves, because she's already telling me, we're going to have a big farewell party for you. Because we might cross again in our lives, right?
We're all going to be together in heaven.
Exactly. And then even in this life I'm talking about. So you never know when you're going to meet across again. And are you going to say, I don't know her or him? Why do they disappear? Please, if you listen to this tape, please come to say bye. I wouldn't do anything to you, right? Okay. I'm sorry. Just when I get off my manuscript, I sometimes go. Here you go. Thank you, thank you. But sometimes, you know, I should, at one point, I was not supposed to say anything. It was not a targeting one, but still, sometimes you have to be careful. It's a pulpit. It's a holy place. Everyone is so unique, and for all are loved by God equally. We must encourage one another and build up one another. Let us all avoid any kind of evil or hold on to the good. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Walk in the light as He is light. We have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. And it is not inaccurate to view the church as a portrayed in New Testament epistles as the possessor and giver of light. In this way, Paul himself is a convert, I said, as he has written to the Thessalonian church, he was sent by God to the Gentiles. That's us. To open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light, according to Acts 26, 16, 18. If you want to know the early churches, how it developed and how they meet, please read Acts. It's all in there. The light is not only part of church's evangelistic proclamation, but also characterizes life within the church. Millie Stem described Paul's three stabilizers, which I strongly agree as well, are as follows. She said, his true identity, it is in Philippians 3, 8, I'm a child of God. That's your identity. Whose I am, it says in the Bible. Secondly, his trust in the Lord, as 2 Timothy 1, 12 says, I know whom I have believed. I know Jesus Christ. Can you confess that? And then thirdly, his involvement, as it is said in Philippians 3, 13, 14, press on toward the goal through faith in Christ. That's why we are meeting here. Press on with faith. And we shall love one another. Anyone who does not love remain in death. And let us not love with words and tongue, but with actions and in truth. We know all this by the Spirit He gave us. We are all in one Spirit of Jesus Christ. Let us encourage one another. We are created for community. When we discontinue and cut off from the lifeblood of local body, and your spiritual life will wither and eventually cease to exist. That is one of the reasons that God is calling you to be part of the church family, the body of Christ. We need one another, and let us encourage one another. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Oh, merciful and loving God, we give thanks for your mercy and sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. We confess not being able to live up to your standards, but we trust your faithfulness in us because we believe you are an intercessor of our prayer. We pray for those who are in need of your grace and mercy at this hour, who are all lost and weary, and who are having difficult time losing their loved ones. Let us be the one that who are an encourager, helper, and loving companion as a body of Christ. Thank you for providing us with hope of eternal life and your second coming. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.